This is a podcast from Rover.
Not for radio, Reloaded.
That's from Shane Mason, and it's titled Leads, which is very leading, because this can generally go one of two ways. I'm hoping it goes in favour of Leads. Hey, how we doing, guys? I've got a great story for you, but it comes in two parts. I'll dive right into it. I'm on a night out with friends, and we were wrapping up the evening. Everyone's attempting to make their way home, but the taxi queues are miles long. I offered to take back my girlfriend and her mate to my place. This time, it's important to point out that her mate was on and off in a relationship with my best buddy, so this was a completely innocent invitation. I wake up in the morning to hear raised voices. As I'm resuscitating myself back into life after an absolute skinful of ale, it's apparent one of the young ladies has gone to the bathroom wearing not much more than her smile. My mum marched the girls, clothes in hand, straight out the front door, and at this point, I've awakened to a psychotic screaming banshee. My head at this point was throbbing harder than my todger. Stood behind said banshee is my dad, looking mighty proud of his son. I was honest and said as much fun as it would have been, nothing happened. The overall outcome was under no circumstances I was allowed to bring home any more girls, thus ending part one. Part two. Let me set the scene. It's about 6 weeks later. It's New Year's Eve and I'm walking home with my same girlfriend. At this point, I'd like to describe my girlfriend as very attractive and very experienced. I had mountains of experience, but only with my right hand. Wasn't a virgin, but my track record didn't get off to a great start. As we're walking home, she's verbally pointing out how experienced she is, how adventurous she is, and how she thought I was boring and vanilla. Now, gents, being the young 17-year-old, I was young, dumb, and 100% full of cum. I seemed to talk myself into a situation very quickly that I couldn't back out of. Not only did I sell the idea that I was up for sex in public, but I was prepared to drop trow and take this young lady to Pound Town, two pumps and a grunt, in the middle of the street with houses surrounding us. Now my cunningness kicks in, and while she was a world star beauty, she didn't have the brains to match. It's 5 to midnight, and I figure New Year's Eve, everybody's in bed or watching the clock for the countdown, and before I know it, my pants are by my ankles. The young lady's bent over, getting rattled so hard I can hear her teeth clanking together.
Oh my God.
To my horror, I see car lights in the distance and a car is driving past. At this point, I figure, well, there's no point stopping. They've clearly seen what we're up to. So if anything, I step it up another notch. I grab onto the handles, drop two gears, and I'm going like a scolded cat. I was so offended that she called me vanilla, being 17 and a dumb idiot. I started waving at the car only to make eye contact as it passes. Holy fuck. It's my parents. It's midnight and I still remember the whites of my mum's eyes in horror and dad still looking mighty proud.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
To close the story, I went home that night to find a note that said, Shane, we need to talk. I didn't sleep a wink. I thought my mum was going to bounce me around the house and throw me out. In the morning, my mum apologised to me and said, Shane, we think it's a good idea that you bring girls back to the house instead of banging them on the road. Thank you very much, gents. Keep up the good work. Fucking Leeds, eh? Fucking Leeds. It's great stuff.
Fucking hell, that would be the way a 17-year-old dude's brain would work too, without the context. The parents absolutely thought, well, we haven't given him a place to fornicate. Of course he's going to fuck in front of our letterbox.
That is a spectacular bust by the parents, though.
Oh, my gosh.
She would have thought.
Driving up, she would have been like, look at these bloody idiots going at it. Bloody young kids these days. Oh, surely not. Oh, yeah. Just the rage would just boil up.
It's one of those moments that you probably will. You're a father of three boys, so there is absolutely every possibility that you'll have an encounter like this.
Not for radio, Reloaded.